Tracing ancestry has become more popular than ever, but what's rare is being able to trace that legacy back to physical locations. That's what the descendants of a St. Charles slave named Archer Alexander are up to. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports on their journey to discover more information on his life and his role in the American Civil War.
The Alexander family has been preparing for this quest for decades. They're gathering at Bell Fountain Cemetery to retrace Archer Alexander's life as a slave, and it's bringing together generations of family members.
I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Where are you from?
Georgia.
Louder?
Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia.
The family has deep roots in American history. They're descendants of Archer Alexander, a slave who worked for William Campbell before being sold to another family. Alexander became a Civil War hero by alerting Union soldiers of an attack by his owner and other Confederate sympathizers. But what we don't know about him is where he was buried. Until now.
Did you know about Archer Alexander before this?
No, not until this discovery. Not until Keith, was talking. Keith had done everything.
Keith Winstead is Alexander's third great-grandson, and he's been tracing his lineage for the past 30 years.
When I first started doing genealogy, I thought that I'd be lucky to go and find a third great-grandparent. And I got pictures now of 10 generations.
In order to figure out where Archer Alexander died, Winstead and the rest of the family have to figure out where he lived. So they're starting at the beginning of Alexander's Missouri story, and that's at the Campbell House near O'Fallon.
He was in charge of building this with some other slaves. And it's amazing that this house has been there for over 180 years. And I'm amazed by the big stones and how well it was built.
And it's at this house in 1863 where Alexander warned Union soldiers of his master's plot.
This is the area where the bridge was that Archer told the Union troops that was sabotaged. So when the Union troops would go over, the bridge would collapse.
Thanks to Alexander, the attack was avoided, but after leaking the information, it wasn't safe for him, so he ran away to St. Louis. Doris Kevin Frankie is a historian leading the tour. She says he used the Underground Railroad to escape, and that's when Alexander met a St. Louis butcher.
The butcher asks him, "Are you a runaway slave, a fugitive?" And he knows to answer yes. And the butcher actually tells him, "Wait here a bit."
Kevin Frankie says that butcher led him to William Greenleaf Elliott, the founder of Washington University and the man who took him in. And soon after, Alexander was freed for his actions in reporting the potential attack. Elliott wrote about Alexander in an 1885 book. That's how Kevin Frankie and Winstead learned the most about Alexander's life. But there are some discrepancies in the book, such as different names and the location of where he was buried.
When we did that and discovered that the book was wrong, that the information shared in the book about where he was buried, this started raising some red flags.
Kevin Frankie doesn't know exactly why the burial location in the book was different, but the book says he was buried in Clayton. But Kevin Frankie found records that says Alexander is actually buried at St. Peter's Cemetery, which makes sense because his second wife is buried there as well. That's why we're here on this windy day finishing the quest at St. Peter's Cemetery. Bill Baumgartner is the superintendent there. He says Alexander is buried in an unmarked lot. Now he says it's time for him to be properly honored.
The actual area that we would like to have the memorial is a nice area up front of the cemetery. It'll be that small triangle that you see here.
That physical location will allow Alexander's descendants to remember his contributions in the city he spent much of his life in. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.